USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
More people now getting vaccinated, but there's still some reluctance to ditch our masks. While some people didn't want to wear masks in the first place, now others aren't ready to take them off. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying yesterday she understands some will be reluctant to go maskless.
If you are vaccinated, there is no shame, no problem in continuing to wear your mask. And just like it has been hard to have everybody get masks, I think this is going to take some time for us all to get used to.
Meanwhile, even Mount Everest is not immune from COVID. At least 100 people at base camp infected with the virus. A climbing guide tells the AP the real number may be closer to 200. Nepal officials continue to insist there are no infections at its camps. The White House and Republicans now closer, but still far apart on an infrastructure plan. President Biden yesterday lowering the cost of his plan to under $2 trillion, but that's still $1 trillion more than the GOP plan. The White House calls this an attempt to seek common ground, but Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito says vast differences remain. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Israel and Egypt discussing how to strengthen the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Egypt helping broker the ceasefire that stopped 11 days of deadly violence, over 200 people killed, most in Gaza. The ceasefire taking effect yesterday. President Biden welcoming the news and a promise made by Israel's prime minister.
I'm praying this ceasefire will hold. I take Bibi Netanyahu when he gives me his word. I take him at his word. He's never broken his word to me.
Biden says what we ultimately need is a two-state solution and acknowledgement from Arab countries that Israel has the right to exist. A child killed in an apparent road rage shooting happening yesterday morning in California's Orange County on the 55 freeway. Highway Patrol says a six-year-old boy was in his booster seat when a shot was fired from another car. No details released on the incident leading to the shooting. Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy apparently planning to run for a ninth term. The 81-year-old already the longest-serving Democrat. Another term would make him the longest-serving senator ever. A Leahy spokesman says no decision has been made. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A man known as the QAnon Shaman in court yesterday. Wendy King tells us what happened.
A federal judge has ordered an alleged Capitol rioter, self-described as the QAnon Shaman, to undergo a psychological exam. District Judge Royce Lamberth of the District of Columbia said Jacob Chansley must be evaluated to determine if he's fit to stand trial. Federal prosecutors accused Chansley of attempting to violently overthrow the U.S. government during the January 6th Capitol attack. He was easily identified in the videos and photos from the riots due to his headwear, face paint, tattoos, and an American flag mounted onto a spear. He faces charges of knowingly entering or remaining in a restricted building without lawful authority and violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. The judge ruled that Chansley must remain in jail until his trial because he presented a possible threat to members in the general public. Federal agents have charged more than 400 people with federal crimes related to the insurrection. I'm Wendy King.
More video out in what Louisiana State Police call a tragic event. The LSP yesterday releasing 9 videos of the arrest of a black man, Ronald Green, in 2019. Video released earlier this week shows white state troopers tasing the 49-year-old, dragging him face first, choking him, and leaving him unattended for 9 minutes after a high-speed chase. Green later died, the FBI investigating. Alabama lifts a ban on yoga. The governor this week signing a bill allowing yoga to be taught in public schools for the first time since 1993. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.